And with me in the studio now is Claire Martin, who is here to talk about the festival Feu et l'eau, Fire and Water, which is taking place in Arneville this coming Saturday. She is in charge of a very special part of the festival, and it's called Words of Fire, Words of Water, which is the literary component of Feu et l'eau, with some great writers, including herself. Let's talk just a bit in general about Feu et l'eau, Fire and Water, about that festival and the special place that it's come to take in Arneville. I know a lot of people really look forward to it each year.
I think the community has embraced the work that George and a lot of the volunteers that he has empowered and risen up from the community to love his work. He, after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, is the first Fire and Water that was held in Arneville, and it's grown, and people want to be a part of it. Artists want to be a part of it. Culture bearers want to be a part of it. Musicians want to be a part of it. He reaches out to people, and he really engages people who want to preserve the South Louisiana culture. And it's a very exciting day-long event. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So it's a 12-hour just festival celebration. I mean, it's called a celebration, a rural arts celebration, and it really is. There's even going to be a parade.
Well, of course, we have to have a parade.
Yes.
And I think when it originally started, they actually had little bonfires floating on the river. Is that still a part of the festival?
I don't think that part is, but I think there's thinking going on as to how they can incorporate something like that. Yeah. Again, this year specifically, the information I had was that they weren't going to have that. Mm-hmm. But they will have outdoor and indoor fire demonstrations. Mm-hmm. Part of the festivities will be the indoor fire. You will have lessons in praline making, which requires fire. And you'll have lamp work, bead work, making glass beads with a torch. And there'll also be some outdoor fire demonstrations with blacksmithing and things like that. So there will be the fire element, and the water element, I think, you know, flows. The
yes,
flow is
right.
Going to be there.
And of course, in Arneville, you're so surrounded by water with the Teche and the Catawba and kind of a crossroads of water there.
Yeah.
So very much a part of people's imagination, the fire and the water in this festival, Feu et l'eau. And joining us as well, a person very involved in the festival, Juliet Lockwood, who has just flowed in from Arneville. And she is also in charge of the visual arts part of the festival. So lots of different components to this festival, Feu et l'eau. And Claire, again, you're in charge of the literary component called Words of Fire, Words of Water, and Juliet Lockwood coming in having to do with the visual arts part. So we're going to let Juliet get settled a bit, and let's talk about the literary element. That's important up in that area.
Yes.
We just had the Festival of Words in the Arneville Grand Coteau area.
Yes.
And the Opelousas Sunset, sort of a South St. Landry Parish, I guess. So very important. A lot of people interested in performing their works.
Yes.
So how did you go about setting up this part of the festival?
Well, I was here earlier in the month. As you know, I had an interview with you, and I had a mini tour, which when that finished, I've known George for years, and we've always kind of talked about getting together and doing some project together. And I'd seen him recently, and I said, you know, after this, I will make myself available to you and offer to help you. So that was like a week and a half ago. So we've just pulled together. I mean, it's been exciting. The Little Big Cup, which is a great little cafe restaurant, it's only been open a month. They are partnering with Nunu Collective and allowing us to have six authors who all of their work is really, really deeply rooted in the South Central Louisiana. Each author, and I will name them, have their work either set in Louisiana or is about something of the culture. So it's really continuing with that theme. Let me go ahead and name the six authors. We have Daryl Bork, who is former poet laureate, former professor here, professor emeritus. His work is so deeply rooted in this area, and he's going to be reading at the Little Big Cup. And we also have myself. I will be reading. We have Margaret Seymour, And she is a young adult novelist who wrote a novel called Blessin', which is set in the St. Martinville area. We have John Slaughter's book on Grand Coteau. He will be doing a book signing, and I believe he may talk with audience members and, you know, have a talk back with audience. And we also have John Francois, who's written many historical novels that are set in the Southwest Louisiana, and historical novels that have a centrality around different wars fought in this area. So it's all very relevant to our culture, and it speaks to what the Fire and Water Festival is trying to do by preserving and continuing those traditions.
And we need to mention your book as well.
Oh, in my book.
Eating the Heart First, which is why you were here a couple weeks ago.
It's a collection of poetry.
Right. And centered very much in Louisiana.
In Louisiana, yes.
Well, I think it's so important for us to be reminded often about the literary activity that is going on in our community.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Sometimes we don't realize the density of it, and not just in one particular genre, but in poetry, in fiction, in creative nonfiction, so many areas people are writing in.
What I really like, when you talk about fire and water, those elements, it's elemental. It speaks to something deep in our human psyche. The reason, it's kind of funny how the title, Words of Fire, Words of Water, came about. They were calling it something else, like a book fair. And George said, come up with a sexy name. So I said, leave it to a poet to title it. So Words of Fire, Words of Water. And the way I think of that is that there's a fire in our imagination, and there's this water, this voice that comes through. And I see that so many of the authors that come here and that write about this place, there's such a strong sense of place. And there's a mystery about our perseverance here with difficulties. There's a mystery in our faith. It's such a rich, rich heritage that we have here, literary wise and otherwise. And authors want to take it all in, and they want to put it in their work.
And that's really reflected in the roster of writers that you chose for this component of the festival. Again, my guest, Claire Martin, talking about Words of Fire, Words of Water, which is the literary component of Feu et l'eau, which is the Fire and Water Festival taking place in Arneville this Saturday, 11 to 11.
Yes.
And what time will the readings be?
The readings will be from 11 to 5, and it will be at the Little Big Cup, which is...
All of them will be there.
The readings will be there.
Okay.
Many of the activities will take place, the demonstrations and crafts and things will take place at the new gallery site. But this particular, I want to say that new Arts Collective is very excited that the Festival of Words, which I'm a member of, I'm a volunteer member of, and that's the connection. They're making a deeper connection. They want to show a diversity of arts and art forms, and that is one thing they're very excited about, to have that strengthening partnership.
Absolutely. And our other guest, Juliet Lockwood, is helping to put together a component that many people do associate with that festival, the visual arts. The Arts Collective is very important in Arneville and around New News. How long have you been involved with New News and this festival, Juliet?
Well, this will be my first year to participate in the festival, but I have been following from Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known George for many years, and he was one of the first people that I met when I moved to Louisiana. And I would say that, in general, he keeps me in the loop from afar. And in particular, this venue is important because the key is sustainability. Now, George has been tested by many things, and I believe that he has passed many of our of God's tests that have been passed
with great verve and creativity.
And one of the workshops that I'll be offering first will be in ornament making and in craft cards. So I'm not going to say holiday theme necessarily, but we can turn this into something seasonal if we like.
Mm-hmm.
And the other will be more about found objects and taking things such as cigar boxes and turning them into iconography. That is something that I have been known for, finding things in dumpsters and dragging things out of people's trash and turning them into an art form. And I guess that's part of being part of the collective called the Art de Pavera, which has been around all through Italy and France and many other countries.
What does that translate as, Art de Pavera.
It's Art of the Poor.
Art of the Poor.
So I would say it really does have a rural component as well, because of how I knew about the Art of Pavera movement was in Italy. They had soldiers taking apart their cigar boxes and making small art and making their own paints and medium and creating things that would help them mm-hmm. get through the trauma of what they were doing. Mm-hmm. So I would say in general, the introduction to iconography will be a small project, but it will be encouraging you to continue in your process. Mm-hmm. So it's an intro.
Well, what time are your workshops going to happen at Foelo?
It will be closer to 1 o'clock for the first workshop, and then if it extends past the time, I'm sure people will want to keep working. I'm going to be flexible with that, but I know that there's a tight schedule. So at 2:30, there'll be a second workshop. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that we can do a back-to-back, and people will want to engage in both.
Right, and do they need to bring their own materials?
At this point, I'd like people to just attend and be ready for dancing and singing and eating. And so I'm going to be providing as many cigar boxes as my little hands can find in the next few days.
And found objects.
Kitchen cabinets and, you know, odds and ends, mat board.
Yeah. Right. So just show up at the festival ready to dance and eat, as Juliet says, and you can attend these workshops and use the materials provided there.
And I hope that people do get to take their little charms with them and proliferate in the future.
And continue on. You'll have passed that that art form on to so many in this area. So do you live in Baton Rouge?
Yes, I am a self-employed artist, mm-hmm, originally mm-hmm. from Boston.
Mm-hmm. And is that the art form that you work in primarily?
I am a wannabe 3D artist, but let's just say the cigar box has helped me, you know, turn a flat surface potential into an object of art. And I believe that fulfills some of my decorative interests. I've always loved the decorative arts, and why not with an icon? There's a long history of using gold leaf and metals and layering and imbuing them with meaning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there a place where people can find out more about your work? Do you have a website or some place where people can see what you're talking about?
I do have a website, but it's mostly to promote my workshops that I teach.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not as self-promoting as some artists. At this point, my humble journey is to make sure I share the gift of teaching.
Well, that's a lovely way to put it. And I hope many people get the opportunity to share in that journey. But that is, again, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about Foelo, Fire and Water, which will be in Arneville this Saturday, December 1st. There will be art workshops with my guest, Juliet Lockwood. There will be a wonderful literary reading series put together by Claire Martin, a poet who is with us today. And there will be lots of other things happening. Plenty of music, I think, that will take place at Nunu's. Do you know some of the groups that will be performing there?
I know that the Magnolia Sisters are going to be,
mm-hmm. Well, the Magnolia Sisters will be performing, and that will be at Nunu's. And it looks like Donnie and the Pool Dews will be there. Joe Hall and Al Berard will be performing. And I think if you go to their website, Fire and Water Festival?
Yes, fireandwaterfestival.org. It's an O-R-G ending.
You can find a complete schedule of that.
A complete schedule.
Yes. And that will include the workshops that Juliet will be teaching, as mm-hmm. well as the reading times.
Yes.
And the musicians.
The musicians and the demonstrations. And also the parade, because there will be a parade.
What kind of parade is it going to be?
I think it's going to be a soul brass band, perhaps, uh-huh. leading a parade mm-hmm. from the center of Arneville to the Nunu Gallery, mm-hmm. which is on the highway coming into Arneville. Right. And it should be just a rowdy celebration.
Is this something people can join in?
I think so. I think it's a walking, yes. I think so. Parade. People are very welcome, I think.
And the more the merrier.
Yes.
Bring an umbrella.
I say they can. So.
The journey. What time is the parade going to happen?
That will happen in the late afternoon, perhaps around 6, I mm-hmm. think.
Okay. Well, again, the Brass Soul Express, I think is the group.
If you don't mind, I'm going to throw in a couple items that I have talking points on, if
yes.
you don't. And it will mention that this, because we've had cuts in DAF,
yes.
The decentralized art funding has been severely cut, and I feel as if it's a perfect time for people to come forward and realize that it's the small grassroots efforts that are keeping us alive here. And people like George, if you would just, you know, come on out, take a drive. It's really not that far. Getting away from the city on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, it'll probably turn into a lovely, cool evening. There will be also some cooking lessons, which I think, you know, we all need this resourcefulness.
This time of year.
And if we're growing things, you know, regionally, we may find that there's some usefulness in the ingredients. And additionally, I wanted to thank, you know, George for including me in this, because I haven't, you know, gotten to know Louisiana as well as I could have, and I don't speak French, so maybe I will take this up. But there's also, there was something else that I wanted
to... Is there going to be something in French? I know that sometimes there's a table française that may take place.
Corridor des Arts, which is the partnership mm-hmm. with artists, studio running the corridor from Cecilia to Sunset with a biannual open studio event. Festival of Words, which we've discussed, and... Jacques Arnault French Studies Collective. So I believe that all of this will be included in a nice calendar schedule.
All right, and it looks like there's some film as well. I think there's going to be some
yes.
film taking place.
There will be a screening of Teak Elope, a Louisiana Horror Story, and that is Connie Castile's documentary, mm-hmm. and also My Louisiana Love, Monique Michelle Verdon's documentary will be screened at the new site.
All right. Sounds like an amazing array of activities that will be going on. Feu et l'eau from 11 to 11. Literary activities, visual arts workshops, a parade, film, cooking demonstrations, art demonstrations with fire mm-hmm. That will be taking place. And it's all, again, at their website, which is fireandwaterfestival.org. And again, all of these people there supporting local arts and small communities, and really a lovely part of our of Acadiana. It's again those old escarpments of the Mississippi floodplains, and if you've not been out to Arneville in a while, it's really a lovely, lovely community. Very, very nice to go out there. Anything else, Juliet, that you're seeing on the schedule that
sure.
we may want to know about?
Well, just to thank the donors, Washington State Bank, and
any of the nonprofits that are helping out would be
well,
fine.
It's a volunteer run organization, and so that if the volunteers, I don't have all their names here, but we're thanking them now
many,
because
yes.
there's so many, and I know that Jill Hackney is one of the more active people in the mix here, and she's definitely, you know, got so many pokers in the fire. I just want to thank
yeah.
her for including
yeah.
me.
And I think George has just some gift about meeting someone and then immediately saying, how can you further this great project, and pulling that out of people, and people enthusiastically support that work. And that's why I'm so happy that after these many years that I've been able to do something a little bit more substantial with him, because he has that gift to really lead people and draw people to this wonderful cause.
Right. And y'all have both said his name, George.
George Marks.
I want to say George Marks.
I'm sorry.
It's so easy to just say George. And for those listening, George started the original New News in Arneville, from which so much of this took place. But I know he's very self-effacing about it
yes.
and really likes to talk about it as the collective of people such as yourselves who have become very involved in promoting the arts in that community.
And I have a little bit, something very exciting is that there's going to be a filmmaker, Bennett Rhodes, who's going to be filming for a documentary of the Arneville Nunu project. And so there may be filming going on. There will be filming going on for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know George has been able to maximize relationships internationally, and that's something he could speak better to. But it's really exciting for our area to have that spreading around the world.
So in addition, be a part of a film
mm-hmm,
when you go
maybe.
There also.
An extra.
Yeah. And Juliet, you wanted to add something?
Yes. George has won an award. It was given a couple nights ago at a conference put on by Center for Planning Excellence. And he was given a Great Places in Louisiana award. And it was given by the AARP. Mm-hmm. So I feel as if he's on the map. He's putting these rural arts on the map nationally and internationally. And so we can't thank him enough for that.
Certainly an event like this, again, started by his efforts and the collective's efforts and collaborating, increasing those collaborations. If you are just tuning in, my guests are poet Claire Martin, artist Juliet Lockwood, here talking about Feu et l'eau, Fire and Water, which will take place in Arneville this Saturday from 11 to 11. And if you go to their website, you can find out more information about the schedule and all of the events taking place. And that is fireandwaterfestival.org. A complete schedule that you can download and carry with you. Or you could just stay there all day in Arneville and participate.
I had done a workshop in August that was a real success. Even though it was a small attendance, it was very intimate. And the environment is incredibly generous. You could work large or small, and it just seems as if every time people walk in, there's a whole new story going on. And the icon workshop was, you know, definitely all types of religion. It wasn't just Christianity or Buddhism. It just seemed to take on pagan and Egyptian direction. It really is an open-ended type of iconography, so I just wanted to clarify.
All right. All are welcome. Very embracing.
Yes. And I do want to say, I'm not certain if I listed Cherie Cohen as one of the authors also. And
she'll be reading.
She'll be reading also. Okay. She has a great book, Magics in the Bag, Creating Spellbinding Grigri Bags and Sachets. So that's
another
part of the culture. Right. So I just wanted to add that. I didn't know if I had skipped her name.
All right. And the list of authors is at fireandwaterfestival.org.
Yes.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So find out the authors there. That is this Saturday, December 1st, beginning at 11, going till 11, Fire and Water, Le Feu et l'eau Festival. Again, my guests, thank you so much, Claire
you,
Martin
Judith.
And Juliet Lockwood.
You're welcome.
You.